Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Sunday, the 19th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, that's Numbers 120 to 134. Of course, those sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're up to Psalm 127, and we're going to look at the last two verses, verses 4 and 5. They read, "Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will never be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate." This is the conclusion to a psalm that has been refocusing the psalmist and his brothers as they walk up to Jerusalem for the great feast. And a psalm that also helps us refocus on the fact that it is God who gives us all the blessings of life. He begins the psalm reminding himself and the rest of us that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. In vain we get up early and stay up late, for it is God who grants sleep, and indeed, verse 3, sons are heritage. God gives us children and gives us, by extension, all things that we value, all things that are truly important to us and important to life are a reward from God. They're all blessings from God. And he turns to one's own children here in the second half of the psalm because of all things that we are given, our children are the very most precious to us. And he wants us to remember, God wants us to remember that those children are a gift. Happy is the man, happy is the woman, happy are the parents who have been rewarded with children from God. It is vital that us parents remember that children are a gift. Children are not earned. Even on this pilgrimage the psalmist is on and we are on in our Christian lives, which of course the pilgrimage itself is a worthy work, it would be possible to glory in the pilgrimage instead of the relationship with God and the relationships with others together on the pilgrimage. And we can glory in our children instead of God. We can shut people out for the sake of supposedly the benefit of our children. We can hide away and forget that God gave us children as a blessing and also our family to be a blessing to others. Not only that, but of course children aren't really ours permanently. They are on loan. They're not with us forever, not in our household anyway. Although this may not have been in the mind of the psalmist, it is true that arrows, mentioned in verse 4, arrows are not meant to remain in the quiver forever. They are to be shot out, and they will not return. We as parents are preparing our children for release into the world, and we need God's presence, God's wisdom, and God's power to equip them and prepare them for that. We must not forget the primacy of God in our lives and do not place our children there. As parents, we certainly need God's help in learning how to raise our children well. As someone once said, sometimes sons are a handful before they are a quiverful. I think that might apply to daughters as well. The overall message of the psalm is that if you want to be secure during times of battle, persecution, or difficulty, get a big family. Well, rather than just get a big family, be the kind of spiritual person who looks to God to give you the strength you need to handle the challenges of life, rather than taking matters into your own hands. When Abraham and Sarah decided to lend God a hand by having Ishmael through Hagar, it led to a disaster. And we are still seeing the consequences of that decision in the 21st century. However, when Abraham waited on God, the result was Isaac. And a heritage that has come to bless all peoples of the earth through his family line that brought the Messiah to us. Genesis 22 and verses 15 to 18. The angel of the Lord called Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this, have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of your enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Let's remember today that our blessings of children are from God. Next time we'll go on to verse 5. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day.